There was a youth, and a well-beloved youth. He was the squire's son. He loved the bailiff's daughter dear, who lived in Islington. Oh, but she was coy and would not believe that he did love her so. No, nor at any time did she any countenance to him show. And when his friends did understand his fond and foolish mind, they sent him up to fair London, an apprentice for to bind. And when he had been there for 7 long years, never his true love did he see. Many a tear have I shed for her sake, when little she's thought of me. Then all the maids of Islington went forth to sport and a play, all but the bailiff's daughter dear, she secretly stole away. She pulled off her gown of green and put on ragged attire, and to fair London she did go, her true love for to inquire. And as she walked along the high road, the weather being hot and dry, she laid herself down upon a green bank, when her true love came riding by. Oh, she started up with a color so red, catching hold of his bridle rein. One penny, kind sir," she said, "would ease me of much pain. Before I give thee one penny, sweetheart, oh, pray tell me, where were you born?" "In Islington, kind sir," she said, "where I have had many a scorn." "Oh, I pray thee, sweetheart, then tell to me, pray tell me whether you know the bailiff's daughter of Islington. She is dead, sir, long ago. Oh, if she be dead, then take my horse, my saddle and bridle also, for I will into some far distant land where no man shall me know. Oh, stay, thou goodly youth. She standeth by thy side. She is here alive, she is not dead, and ready to be thy bride. Then farewell grief and welcome joy, 10,000 times therefore. At last I have found my own true love, whom I thought I would see no more.